God, how does he do that?
Also discovered
those psychics are always right, Doc. I better get the hell over to Old Flapper's trailer.
The planet.
He wouldn't know what to say to an alien.
Dr. Lagushka Superior, Professor Sokail Nozyedichiel, there's one for you, right? Who is director of the observatory, stated I'm intensely jealous of Dr. Lagushka's important discovery. Well, see, scientists are prey to the same emotions as just about everybody, Ray.
I wouldn't bet on it.
Well, where it's at, news team, we'll be back in a minute with a story that's sure to cause you mirth when we hear about Rebus Canepus and his leap to the center of the Earth.
You know, I think that...
See that bear lapping up that good old country water? Sure makes a big hairy guy like me thirsty. That's when I wrap my lips around that tall, sweaty, edible bottle of good old country bear whiz beer. As my daddy said, son, it's in the water. That's why it's yellow. Bear whiz beer.
Bear whiz beer, liquid product of Andrew Bearwood's Brewery, Animal, Missouri.
You're watching Channel 6, the hot one for the high desert. It was hotter than Hooker in Heater today and hotter than Heater in Hellmouth, where the high was 133 degrees with thunder showers anticipated later this evening.
Magog Brothers, Atlantis Carpet Reclaimers.
Yes, my brother Gog was wrong about the comet. How were we to know it would land right in the middle of our giant warehouse? It's a cataclysmic sale down here. We're flooded. We're over our poor heads in remnants, burn-ins, and labels from such naturally famous weaves as Royal Moo, Lemurian, Western S, and Munchkin Mills. Dog hairs, Nerval, Slick Snags, Trip Easy, we got 'em, you get 'em. Your nap will rise again, and that's my story.
Good God, it's Magog Brothers, Atlantis Carpet Reclaimers, serving Heater, Hellmouth, and the low desert area.
Get something to eat after the show. Are you going to, well, the happy hour news is back. And what about that big local story, Ray?
Well, thanks, Harold. As some Chinese philosopher said, just dig a hole that's deep enough and everybody will want to jump into it. Well, as you know, that big comet did the digging, and now dare demon Rebus Canepus is going to do the jumping tomorrow morning, weather and authorities permitting. And here's Pat Hatt with the story right in our own backyard.
Damn, honey, you ever...
No,
you ever
hold it, hold it. This is Pat Hatt, and I'm here in the desert with Rebus Canepus, here where tomorrow over 210 fine million Americans will turn their 422 million blue eyes upon this man. And it's got to be a fake.
No, this is no fake, Pat. I'm gonna fall into the biggest goddamn hole anybody's ever seen.
He's referring, of course, to the hole that many people says goes directly to the center of the Earth.
That's right, Pat. Now, the only other thing that's been down there before me is that comet.
Aren't you scared, Rebus?
I'm not as scared as you are, Pat. I got the best equipment. I got the special trick shoes and a reverse drag chute.
When will you open the parachute?
Well, I may never get to know that, Pat. They say I may fall into the sun at the center of the Earth.
Or you could go all the way through and be projected into orbit over Kathmandu.
That's why I've got the parachute.
Well, as Sid Fudd, the great scientist sportsman, once said to me, what goes down must come out.
Pat, I'm not down and out. Live or die, I'll make a million.
You're insane, Rebus.
I'm not any more insane than the hundreds and thousands of my fans who come here to help me have the biggest goddamn party the stinking desert's ever seen before I take that jump
tomorrow. Are you worried about the weather? There are reports that flash floods are coming along the chilly Colorado. What if the big river floods into the hole?
I'm not worried about that, Pat. It'll either make the hole slicker for me or it'll
put out the sun in the center of the Earth. While I don't want to sanction stupidity as our national sport, still I have to admire this little man's dogged nerve and rubber determination. Yes, it's a small step for this square little fellow, but he's taking a big fall for all mankind. This is Pat Hatt here by the big hole at Pachter's Well outside Curio, Arizona.
It's bound to bring out the curious and the kooky, don't you think, Ray?
Well, it's brought a lot of experts to the area and increased activity there, of course, from the nearby Ghost Hard
and,
Air Force
that's
Base.
Very good for the economy, as we all know.
Good training for the boys.
Pre-leap parade coverage begins at 6 a.m. And later on...
Yes, later tonight you'll see my special report of the tragic plight of Americans of humorous descent as I talk to Bernard Flapdoodle, president and founder of the Funny Names Clubs of
really
America.
Really touching story. And this is Harold Tepugger.
And this is Ray Hamburger.
For the Where It's Happy News team. Good night, Ray.
Good night.
How are you doing out there?
Well, my daughter's doing.
Attention, seekers everywhere. I was right. Everything I knew was wrong. Turn over this record right now and get ready for a real shocker. the most important revelation in my life.